I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here from ETF Trends. He joins us each week at this time, and we are lucky to have him. And part of the fun in talking with Tom is that you know you are getting great material. But the other side of this is that you have everything you want, soup to nuts, on the ETFs he talks about, but also on the ETF industry. If you go to ETFtrends.com, his website, you can follow them on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he is here, and I'm pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
It's great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Global X Social Media Index ETF, ticker SOCL.
Okay, the Global X Social Media ETF, SOCL. I got to tell you, Tom, last week on this show, we were talking with Tony Turner from the Trendstar Group, and she happened to mention this ETF. She didn't much like it. She sort of thought it was overblown and on the outs. So here she was, a technical trader, you know, using technical signs. She didn't much like it. You're making it the ETF of the week. So I got to know, what do you see here that makes you feel so much differently than she does?
Yeah, and about 10 days ago, I might have agreed with her. But here's one of the things. We talk about moving averages, Chuck, all the time. And last week, we saw Twitter, Yelp, LinkedIn, they all plunged more than 20% after revealing first quarter results that were dismal, well, compared to the growth that they've had in the past. So the big question is, now as a lot of these tech or social media companies have reported, and some have disappointed, it's affected their stocks, thus affecting this ETF as their components of the stock, this ETF. Where do you go and what do? If you look at the ETF, it is right now within 5% of its 200-day moving average. And as you and I talk about trends, the trend is still in place. It would have been scary if you were looking to invest in social media a few weeks ago and were to buy this ETF because it was so far above its 200-day average or its long-term trend line. So here's one of those cases. If you're looking for opportunities, and maybe opportunities when some air has been let out of the sail a little bit, to go into an area, a growth area that we know is going to continue to grow, not just for quarters, but for years and for decades. And the folks at Global X have done a great job in putting this ETF together, a good diversified component of social media stocks. Yes, some have been hurt recently, but the question is, long term, is the trend going to be up or down? It's probably going to be up, but even if it does go down, if you're following the 200-day average, it's very easy for you to step aside. So knowing you, Chuck, you're going to have a couple questions, which are, number one, if you buy in right now, what type of money do you allocate? This is purely a trading opportunity. This is not for your retirement money. This is really for your play money. And look at it on a regular basis. Put that money in, but when it goes below its 200-day average, which it may because it's that much closer right now, that's when you sell it and go to the safety of money market funds or some other opportunity. So here's one of those opportunities in an ETF where you can use it from a technical standpoint and not get hurt too badly.
But it bothers me just a little bit that this is an ETF that, as you pointed out, maybe if you had been talking a little closer to last Friday when Tony Turner was on the show, it might have been a sell for you. We're 5% off that 200-day moving average as we record this, which means any day now, you know, that's not a whole lot for this ETF to move. when you're making a trade opportunity near the bottom of the 200-day moving average channel, is there bigger potential upside? Because, great, the 200-day moving average says if you buy this right now, you're limiting your downside loss to 5%. I would hope that you would see upside that's a heck of a lot bigger than that, because it kind of feels like I'm a lot closer to losing 5% than I am to, say, making 10 or 20.
Well, first of all, this is the biggest correction that this ETF has had since last fall, number one. Number two, you never know when you buy, especially when you're in a long-term uptrend, and it still is in a long-term uptrend, what your upside is. However, from a technical standpoint, it's a lot better to buy this ETF today than it was just 10 days ago, because you've had some air out of the sails. You don't know if this is the beginning of a long-term downtrend. But since that correction last week, market stabilized, social media stocks have stabilized, and there are some that really look to be astronomical in value that maybe got back into the, hey, now they're fairly price range. So I look at it this way. Rather than going out and saying, I like Twitter and I'm going to buy the Twitter stock, I like to diversify. If there's a certain sector or subsector of the marketplace, especially in technology, it's nice to have an ETF where you get that diversification for a low cost. And most importantly, if it's really easy to watch and easy to trade, for investors who are looking to take certain bets in certain areas outside their real serious money, this is one of those to consider.
Well, that's a great explanation for why you take a chance on an ETF that, as you said, only a couple of days ago, you might not have felt so good about it. Right now, you feel pretty good about it, but you put it in with that warning about the 200-day moving average. Really interesting stuff. It's the Global X Social Media Index ETF, ticker symbol SOCL. It is the ETF of the week, but maybe not the ETF for much longer if that downside risk plays out. From Tom Lydon. He, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. You can go to ETFtrends.com to get more information like this, but also to get information on all facets of the ETF game. Of course, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The firm and the site, well, they're at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten off to a great start on the May the 7th edition of Money Life. So, there's a lot more to go. Stick around. Our big interview is next when Money Life continues right after this message.